Shahagatan, as told by Little Bear Woman of Sinshan to the editor. There was a blue clay family in Onmalin who had a fish child. It was a girl, and it was a fish. At one time she was more human, at another time more fish. She breathed both air and water, having lungs and gills. For a long time they kept her from the water, thinking she would get to be more human if she stayed in air. She could not walk well. Her legs were weak, and she could take only short steps. But once, when she was a baby and they were working in the fields, they left her in the shade asleep, and she woke and crawled to the reservoir nearby. They came back. They looked. The basket was empty. The grandparents, the parents, everybody ran around looking for her. Her brother went up the bank of the reservoir and heard splashing. He looked over the water and saw his sister leaping like a trout. When the others came, she went under water and stayed under. They thought she had drowned. They all went into the water, churning up the mud. She hid at the bottom, in the mud and slime, but they found her at last. They saw her glimmering. When they brought her out of the water, she gasped and twisted her body until she began breathing air again. After that, they kept her shut in the house or stayed close by her outdoors. Her older brother carried her about. He was the one who always stayed with her. She did not grow much. She was still very small for a girl when she became an adolescent, and her brother could still carry her. She would ask him to take her to the river, and he would answer, "Wait a while, Kekoshbi, wait a while yet." He helped to herd the cattle of Onmalin, and while he was herding, he would take his sister down to the small creeks and the shallow pools, and she would swim and play there. He would stay up on the bank, keeping watch. Then, when she was stronger, when she was becoming adolescent and was learning the Blood Lodge songs, he would take her to the obsidian Hayamas and meet her when she came out, and in the evening then he would take her to the river, downstream from town, where it curves around Onmalin Hill, making deep pools. She would swim a long way, and he would wait for her. Every evening she swam farther, and he waited longer. He said, "Kekoshbi, Kekoshbinye, they're asking where we go in the evening, why we stay out with the herd so late." She said, "Takoshbi, Matakoshbi, I don't like the songs they sing underground in the first house, the blood songs. I like the water songs they sing in our house. I don't want to come back into the air, into the ground." He said, "Don't swim away." She said, "I'll try not to." But one evening she swam downriver so far that she tasted the sea through her skin in the water. She came back, she swam back to her brother, waiting by the deep pool under the hill. She said, "Matakoshbi, I have to go away. I tasted the blood in the river. I have to go on now." They put their cheeks together. She slipped back into the water and swam away. The boy went home. He said, "She is gone. She swam to the sea." People thought that he had left her in the river, that he was tired of carrying her and looking after her. They blamed him, saying, "Why did you let her get near the river? Why didn't you keep her on land? Why didn't you stay with her?" He was ashamed and bitterly grieved. When he was with the cattle in the fields and barns, he wept with shame and loneliness. He talked to the fish in the river and the seagulls that came up to the valley in wet weather. "If you see my sister, tell her to come home." But it was a long time before she came home. He always walked down by the river in the evening. It was early in the rainy season. In the rain, near dark, he saw something white in the water under the bank of the deep pool. He heard a sound, osh, osh, like sea waves. He went down through the willows. She was in the water there, in the shallows by the bank, very white, calling, "Takoshbi, Matakoshbi." He tried to carry her out of the water, but she said, "Don't, don't." She was white and swollen. She gave birth there in the water, in the shallows under the bank. A child, a white child, not a fish, but a white boy. The brother took him out of the water and wrapped him in his shirt. She saw that. Then she arched up her body and died in the shallow water. People came by. They took the newborn child and his uncle home. They sang the songs for the death and cremated the death next day in the burning place down by Sebe. They put the ashes in the river, not in the earth. Shahagatan, Seaborn, the child was named. Some people of the obsidian living in Onmalin people with whitish skin, are grandchildren of the daughter of Shahagatan.